It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And it's DraftKings Sportsbook. Yes, that DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. It's DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. It's legal, it's safe, and it's secure than secure gaming app. And you can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now. Use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dusty, you and I have been talking for weeks, maybe even months, maybe even years about this question, which is, do you need an elite quarterback in college football to compete for a national championship? What do you say?
So I think there's a long answer and a short answer. The short answer to me would be no. The longer answer really boils down to, where does elite come from? Is that natural, inherent physical skill from the high school ranks? And I know you and I both kind of researched how five stars have panned out. And, you know, I'm generally not a big fan of the, you know, you don't want five stars. Give me a three star with heart any day of the week. I'm not usually a fan of that sentiment, but I think the quarterback position is even a little different than the other positions in the connection rate, really with just prospects in general, but especially with five stars. You know, the five stars are not sure things. That's what recent history tells us. I'll let you present what you found going back over time, and I'm curious too, but you know, my math basically says 16 five stars in the 247 composite over the last seven cycles, 8 of them transferred. All right. So just start with that right there. And I think, you know, the suggestion being the burden of expectation that comes along with getting a five-star quarterback. You know, let's use Justin Fields as an example. Committed to Penn State, decommitted. He's from Georgia. He committed to Georgia. A lot of people kind of wondering because Jake Fromm, you know, made a run to the national title game, I believe, as a redshirt freshman, or maybe it was a sophomore. And just saying, okay, you know, you committed there. If your expectation is to play early, you know, Jake Fromm seems to have his foot squarely in the door there. He gives it a year. You know, when a lot of people saying, okay, I mean, it's fair to want to compete. He gives it a year. He is on the transfer market. He ends up at Ohio State. He's doing great things at Ohio State. There are a number of these five stars who do great things at school number two and don't really give school number one much of a shot. So, you know, and then the other part of that conversation is, do you need truly elite of elite physical tools as a high school senior to make it as a college quarterback? And I think we have a lot of examples that say the answer to that question is no. So does elite come from what you are as a high school prospect, or does elite come from your mental acumen, your, you know, competitiveness, your, how well you sync up with your head coach, your coordinator, with the pieces around you? You know, there are probably, you know, bits and pieces of all these things, but to me, it's more important that you are on the right development track. You're surrounded by the right people. You're the right person for that coach and a lot of different things like that. So to me, elite doesn't come from the five-star rating. The elite comes from the development part of it more so. That's my opinion than the rating itself.
Well, I kind of agree in that, it doesn't come from that five-star ranking. So we as Penn State fans who say, gee, we need to recruit that five-star elite guy. Not necessarily. You and I both independently went and looked at some of these ratings over the years. I think I went one less year than you did. I saw 14 five-star guys over six, 7 years, whatever it was. And of the 14, I counted only five of them that lived up to that billing. Okay. That's not a great percentage. Now, I still think that you pretty much need an elite quarterback to compete for the national championship. And that comes from a five-star, like, you know, probably the two predominant ones are Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, who are both five-star guys and have lived up to that billing. More often than not, the five-stars don't live up to it, and it may take development to get there. So that's how you end up with a guy like Joe Burrow, who was ranked 19th in his class and ends up a number one draft pick. There's also a couple other players that I think you would recognize their names, Dusty. Lamar Jackson was the 28th rated player and quarterback in his class. Even better, Patrick Mahomes was the 30th ranked player in his class. So what I think this comes down to is I believe the elite quarterback gives you a much, 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 much better chance to win a national championship, but it isn't necessarily have to be a five-star guy coming out of high school. So does that make sense to you?
It does. And you know, I think you when you see a school like Penn State, who they haven't had the success with these five stars, and it goes back, you know, obviously Justin Fields, but even Caleb Williams in this class looks like he's going to Oklahoma. I think it kind of feeds into there's not really such a thing as a sure thing. You know, there are guys who are very, very impressive, and certainly I think some of these modern quarterbacks who can run it and throw it at a high level and have the big frame that you want, you know, they're a lot closer to can't miss than these, you know, strong arm pocket passers who you don't know if they can hit the blind side of a barn. You don't know if they can process what they're seeing. So I think, you know, looking at all these different examples, I think, you know, there's a big leap in obviously physical and how fast guys are at the next level. There's a huge leap a lot of times in what you're trying to see and process as a quarterback, the complexities of the opposing defense, the film study, what they see in you and what you need to respond to. And I mean, a lot of those keys come down to, you know, what's between your ears more so than all the other stuff. You know, I think what Penn State has done is they're looking for more than adequate arm strength. They're looking for accuracy. They're looking for gamer type guys, the guys who have kind of shown, you know, over time. Sean Clifford falls into this category. I don't know if I believe it was his senior year at St. Xavier that he was hurt for a large portion of the year. His team they were like 500 or had a losing record. Sorry, some of the details escape me, but he came back and led them to a state championship, you know, through some injuries, through the fact that they didn't really have any business belonging in that conversation just by record alone. You know, I think Penn State's looking for those types. And I think if you as a program have a type that you're looking for and you're sifting through all the quarterback prospects and you're able to find that type, you're able to operate on maybe a little different valuation scale from some of your peers, then I think you're where you want to be. And I think if you're finding quarterbacks who check the boxes that you want them to check, who fit your vision of a program, who are able to communicate and compete and do all the things that you're looking for that kind of go beyond how fast you run or how far you can throw it, then I think you're on the right track. There's no indefinite science. You know, there's a lot more art, I feel like, evaluating and developing than there is science to it. But I think, you know, a five-star, to me, the more you research it, the more I feel like it's not imperative.
I think that's definitely the case. So it becomes, all right, what traits are you looking for in a guy that you believe can develop into that guy? And it could come from unusual places where that quarterback is that you can bring in and become that quote-unquote elite quarterback. So let's go to right here at Penn State and Sean Clifford. And you and I know, are both big fans of Sean Clifford's. Do you think Sean Clifford can be an elite quarterback?
Yes, I do. You know, his journey, his growth really depends right now on staying composed and making cool, calm, sound decisions, being able to get his nerves and his excitement under control. And how can you possibly know what he's going to face as a college quarterback until he's a college quarterback? You know, coming out of high school, you know, there it's just one of the many examples of projection that you have to do. And so now he's faced with like, okay, how much do you want it? How hard are you willing to work for it? And there's a lot of stuff that he faces now that has nothing to do with physicality that I think his arm's fine. I think his legs are fine. You know, he's running the 4.5s. It's just going to come down to processing and that kind of thing. So, you know, I think just, looking back and I wanted to make this point too, is that the concentration of five stars and where they're going, you know, of the 16 over the last seven cycles, six have gone to either Clemson or Alabama. Two have gone to Georgia. Texas A&M had two, who ended up transferring out. You know, I think the schools, and it supports my notion that, you know, three schools have gotten half of the five stars over the last seven recruiting cycles. And I don't expect that to change very much. The five stars are looking to play at a high level and to compete for national championships. When they get on campus, the clock is ticking for them to get into that starting job right away. You know, that's the vibe. That's the expectation. Where I think a good, solid, meaty four star, the expectation is kind of like, okay, I'm going to wait my turn. I'm going to develop. I have things to learn. I have things to process. I have ways that I need to develop. I think the tone is just can be completely different from the elite quarterback versus that solid middle tier where Penn State's recruiting.
And I do believe that you can go that solid four-star guy. And it comes down to your scouting ability also. And if we use the analogy to the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs were higher on Patrick Mahomes than everybody else was. They traded up to get him because they felt he was their guy. Kudos to their scouting department that they looked at him and said this was the right guy. And I do trust James Franklin and his coaching staff as far as their scouting ability, their ability to find talent. Remember, they were in on Justin Fields really early. So that's a sign of their ability to scout quarterbacks. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around. Quarter number three, we're looking at the defensive line.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.